President. Excellencies, most casualties from cluster munitions are civilians, with two-thirds of them women and children. Over the past 5 years, the United Nations has worked to achieve the following outcome. Survivors, family members, and communities affected by explosive ordnance have access to health and education and participate fully in social and economic life. Between 2019 and 2023, in countries with UN Mine Action Programs, we have observed an increase in the number of countries that have a national disability policy, a victim assistance strategy, a national victim assistance focal point, mapping of victim assistance service providers, referral pathways, mine action standards compliant with the IMAS, and a victim assistance coordination mechanism. We believe that these measures make victim assistance efforts more sustainable, adequate, effective, and efficient. The UN continues to promote the enhancement of economic opportunities and access to livelihood for victims of explosive ordnance, survivors, and their families. Overall, the UN has positively supported the participation of victims in education and improved accessibility to public services for persons with disability. For example, UNICEF increased its assistance to child victims almost sixfold over the past 2 years, with more than 5,000 child victims supported annually in a dozen countries. In 2023, child-focused victim assistance interventions, including the provision of emergency and continued medical care, assistive devices, livelihood support, cash assistance, mental health psychosocial support, and referrals to health service. Excellencies, together we must continue to advocate to ensure equal inclusion of victims in employment and equal access to education for men, women, girls, and boys. These gains must be consolidated through continued investment, as victims require long-term, multi-sectoral support to rebuild their lives. Meeting the needs of victims remains a significant challenge in situations of armed conflict. Victim assistance continues to be one of the least funded pillars of mine action. As a result, there is insufficient capacity to deliver appropriate interventions. For example, in 2023, the UN reached over 4,000 people with victim assistance in Afghanistan, but was unable to meet the needs of all the victims due to funding shortages. In Lebanon, economic desperation pushes civilians to engage in unsafe practices. The absence of personnel in key ministries such as health, education, social affairs, and labor is significantly delaying the critical assistance needed for these victims. An analysis by the Mine Action AOR indicates that of the 834 deaths caused by explosive remnants of war in the Syrian Arab Republic in 2023, one-third were caused by cluster munitions. Clearance efforts and victim assistance remain critical priorities in the humanitarian response in the Syrian Arab Republic, and funding is urgently required to meet the needs of victims. These are only a few examples. There are many more. The UN calls on state parties to integrate victim assistance into government mine action plans in line with IMAS 1310 on victim assistance in mine action. And please fund victim assistance in humanitarian response and, if relevant, in geographic areas outside of government control. Excellencies, Action 31 of the Lausanne Action Plan stresses the need to collect and analyze data disaggregated by gender, age, and disability to understand the priorities of victims and insert this data into a centralized database. Mainstreaming gender, age, disability, and the diverse needs and experience of population in affected communities is a cross-cutting strategic outcome for the United Nations. Over half of our programs are supporting national authorities by providing technical assistance and training on how to mainstream gender, age, and disability in mine action. Women now comprise 40% of the UN mine action workforce in 2023. As part of the mainstreaming gender using the gender guidelines for mine action, UNDP recently conducted a study in the Lao People's Democratic Republic on the intersection of gender, poverty, ethnicity, and disability within the mine action sector. This study analyzed the systematic inclusion of gender and diversity issues in its policy and programming and proposes a 4-year gender and diversity action plan. We would encourage more such studies that also enhance the understanding of how gender, age, and diversity could help improve victim assistance responses. I thank you very much for your attention.